Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to Lesson 8 of the book Speak English Like an American. Okay, Lesson 8, Ted forms a pop band. Okay, in the previous episode, I read the whole text for you guys. And to be honest, I made lots of mistakes and I tried a thousand times to record an appropriate one. Or an appropriate one, yeah. And yeah, this lesson is a bit difficult in terms of idioms. Okay, so let's get started and learn some new idioms. Okay, in this lesson, I learned 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, yeah. I learned 13 new idioms. And in this lesson, we're gonna consider these idioms and make a sentence with each of them. Okay, let's get started. The first idiom is beat around the bush. Beat around the bush. Beat around the bush. It means to talk around the subject or to avoid getting to the topic or to avoid getting to the point. You know, we use this idiom when, for example, someone wants to say something. For example, he wants a water and he doesn't say his request. And he say, yeah, you know, to be honest, I want something. And we say, okay, what do you want? He said, you know, this is a bit, you know, he struggles to say his request, but he thinks his request is embarrassing, okay? And he shouldn't say it, okay? So he puts it off postpone his request, okay? So, beat around the bush. My sentence is, he was beating around the bush for a few minutes, but finally told his request. He was beating around the bush for a few minutes, but finally told his request. Okay, beat around the bush. Great. The next one is dime a dozen. Dime a dozen. Dime a dozen means common, okay? Something is something that is dime a dozen is something dime a dozen is common, okay? Yeah, dime a dozen. My sentence is, in this city there are only a few shopping malls. They are not a dime a dozen in this city, okay? They are not a dime a dozen. They are not common, okay? Dime a dozen means common. Great. The next idiom is good for you. Good for you means good job, well done, way to go, okay? I say, my goodness sake, you become fluent in English, good for you. My goodness sake, you became fluent in English, good for you. Yeah, the next one is hard times. It means a time of difficulty. We should say this idiom with going through, okay? Going through hard times. I say, my uncle's family is going through hard times. My uncle has gone belly up. My uncle's family is going through hard times. It means they are living in a difficult situation, okay? My uncle's family is going through hard times. My uncle has gone belly up. Has gone belly up is an idiom. It is. It means go belly up. Go belly up means to become bankrupt. Okay. Has gone belly up means he has become bankrupt. Okay. Yeah. Hard times. Time of difficulty or difficult situation. The next one is in good spirits. In good spirits. Okay, in good spirits. It means to be happy or in a good mood. I say, I was in a good spirits after holding my degree. I was in a good spirits after holding my degree. Great. The next one is made of money. Made of money means to be very rich. This idiom has three synonyms. The first one is loaded. The second one is rolling in dough. D-O-U-G-H. Okay, rolling in dough. And the third one is to have money to burn. To have money to burn. Okay, so when we want to say someone is very rich, we say, for example, he is made of money, or he is rolling in dough. Excuse me, dough. He is rolling in dough. He has money to burn. Okay, he has money to burn. He is rolling in dough. He's made of money, or he's loaded. Yeah, made of money. You can borrow money from Ali. He is made of money. He's made of money. He is made. He is made. This is passive. Okay, passive tense. He is made of money, or he is rolling in dough. Okay, so made of money means to be very rich. The next one is make a splash. Make a splash means to win popularity quickly. For example, someone does something and his work gets attention. Okay, gets a lot attention or a lot of attention. Yeah, make a splash. It has a synonym to be a hit. Okay, to be a hit. Okay, make a splash. Rap music made splash in recent years among teenagers. Rap music made a splash. Made a splash among made a splash in recent years among teenagers. Okay, make a splash means to win popularity quickly. The next one is pay someone back. Pay someone back has two meanings. Okay, the first meaning is to repay a loan or debt. This is the main meaning, or the major meaning is to repay a loan or debt. And the other meaning is to get revenge from somebody. Okay, for example, we say, I know you're the one who stole my car, and one day I'll think of a way to pay you back. Pay you back in this sentence means I wanna get revenge of you. Okay, I wanna bother you. Okay, get revenge. So pay someone back has two meanings. The first one is to repay a loan or debt. That this meaning is the main meaning, and the next one is get revenge. Okay, pay someone back. Last month I borrowed $150 from my friend, and today I'm gonna pay him back. And today I'm gonna pay him back. Okay? It means I wanna repay his debt. Okay. The next one is pipe dream. Pipe dream. It means an unrealistic hope. You have a wish that it won't become real, okay? It won't come true. Okay, pipe dream. You wanna become an animal, it's a pipe dream. You wanna become an animal, it's a pipe dream. Okay, it's a pipe dream. The next one is shell out. Shell out means to pay, often more than one would like, okay? Shell out means to pay, often more than one would like. How much should we shell out to enter the stadium? How much should we shell out? How much should we pay to enter the stadium? Okay. The next one is take something by storm. You know, take something by storm also means to win popularity quickly. We can say this idiom is also a synonym for make a splash. Okay, make a splash and take something by storm. These two idioms mean to win popularity quickly. Okay, take something by storm. I say, those new jeans took the city by storm. Those new jeans took the city by storm. You know, this idiom this idiom's meaning and also the previous one, make a splash, is a bit tough, you know. We can't use these idioms very easily, okay? But anyway, we consider it. Okay, the next one is that's or those are the breaks. So that's the breaks or those are the breaks. It means when something bad happens and you can't do anything about it. Okay, so we use this idiom when something bad happens and we can't do anything about it. Your factory ignited. Those are the brakes, or that's the brakes. Those are the brakes. Okay, the final idiom is a wise guy. A wise guy. A wise guy is one who makes a lot of sarcastic comments. Okay, I say that programmer is a wise guy. His behavior bothers everyone. That programmer is a wise guy. His behavior bothers everyone. Okay, that's it. 13 new idioms we learned in this lesson. And the more I read this book, the more I enjoy it. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode, and I hope this episode is useful for you. And yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else to tell you. And yeah, that's it. If you have any suggestions, please comment it section below. Thanks a lot, and bye for now.